Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It feels like an avalanche of news and information, and that's because that's what it is. Everything is going into high gear right now. And I was going over the new FBI manual where they say they're going to put surveillance teams on anybody they want without even probable cause, dig through household trash, that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, plant tracker chips on your cars, you name it, and it's called the Domestic Investigations Operations Guide. And we have that dovetailed. I'm going to cover this coming up in the next segment with Bandera County Sheriff's Office issues domestic terrorism warning. Law enforcement agency concerned radical anti-government groups may be moving into the area. That means Americans that are awake, that the feds have set up spy centers and are engaging in all sorts of crimes, and the government's run by foreign banks that are looting us. If you try to warn people, they're going to start coming out now and trying to imply you're a terrorist. And they're announcing now, hey, we're calling you terrorists. We're going to spy on you. So you get scared. It's an intimidation. We're in the right. We're the good guys. We understand the crimes that have been committed. And they're now kicking into high gear, shifting out of, hey, the police state's for Al-Qaeda, to know it's for you people that like Ron Paul. Doesn't matter. Ron Paul last election cycle, and now I'm told it started up this election cycle, is getting the largest percentage of military donations of anybody else. In fact, 3 years ago, he got the majority of military donations, not just the largest percentage in the aggregate. So the good news is the cops and military are really waking up, and we're in a war right now to reach them and wake them up. So that's coming up. I have the Bandera County press release. And this is really, really dangerous stuff. So they're getting ready. You're Amish. You're trying to live on a farm. You're trying to be left alone. You want to kill cops. I mean, that's basically the message that they're telling police. And then the cops will start persecuting people, and then it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Let's not let the globalists play us, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, they know what they're doing. But I did get chills reading this report out of the SL Tribune. I believe that's the St. Louis Tribune. That's the New York Times, republished in SL Trib. And we're going to be going over that report. It's also MSNBC, FBI agents get leeway to push privacy bounds. And also in the aftermath of that story, I want to talk about the aftermath of Bilderberg 2011. Also, right on time, as I've been telling you in the last year, every time they try to pass the Cybersecurity Act in the last 4 years now, or is it three, there's massive cyber attacks right when they're trying to pass it. And Europe's trying to put government control hubs over the entire infrastructure in Europe, so it's also happening there. Just like they've now had the genetically engineered E. coli outbreak in Europe coming to the U.S., and they, of course, have reintroduced the Food Safety Act written by Big Agra, who's generally the culprit in most major problems in the food chain, if you look up past cases, so they can start shutting down their competition. So the monopoly men are working in overdrive right now. We'll also get into all the Middle East news. And some of the good news, stocks open higher after six down weeks, CNBC's reporting. Then some really bad news from CNBC. U.S. is even worse shape financially than Greece. Gross says the head of PIMCO, that's one of the biggest brokerage firms out there, but he talks about us being in worse shape with $14.3 trillion in debt. Even USA Today last week had to admit it's $64 trillion is not, you know, not the current what's owed, but if you look just right out after the next year, it's 60 plus. But then if you count all the derivatives that we've been forced to sign on, it's 600 plus trillion domestically, according to the Washington Post. And I agree with those numbers because we've had other economists on previous to their analysis saying that. And globally, it's over 1.5 quadrillion. So once you start talking about numbers like this, the U.S. is in bad shape because we bought into fractional reserve banking, which always ends in hyperinflation and debt defaults. And the Chinese, of course, on Friday came out and said the United States is already technically defaulting. They're not officially doing it, but they're doing it by means of hyperinflation, which will now come home to roost here domestically. We'll be right back.
would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, the Ron Paul of Switzerland, Dominique Betting, a member of parliament there, who did march up and try to get into Bilderberg, will be joining us. The one of the most prominent conservative politicians in Italy. Also tried to go in and force his way through and had his face slammed to the ground. A member of the European Union Parliament, of the European Union government. And the Italian government has launched a big investigation, filed formal complaints. It's a diplomatic row, as they call it, over there. Headline, MEP assaulted by Bilderberg security to take legal action. So it happened. They marched on it. We're going to be breaking all of the huge developments down and why this is such a big deal, and the fact that globally the dam is officially broken on media cover-ups, dinosaur media cover-ups of Bilderberg at the very tip top of the global government pyramid. These are the people setting the nightmare planetary agenda known as the New World Order, so that's coming up. But right now, let me get into this report as we start the second hour here. And this, of course, is one of the top stories up on Drudge. It's also up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. FBI expands agents' investigative power. Well, that doesn't sound too scary, does it? And then they have a link to the new manual here. And it goes on, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is given significant new powers in a manual. It's not a law, it's just a manual. And it's roughly 14,000 agents and all their auxiliary spies, allowing them more leeway to search databases. That means your computer without warrants, go through household trash, you heard that right, or use surveillance teams to scrutinize, and that's the million private contractors they hire, Oh, it's private teams, yeah. Or go through household trash or use surveillance teams to scrutinize the lives of people who have attracted their attention. And it goes on to say, no judge, no jury, no probable cause, just if they feel like it. And, of course, the Patriot Act says sneak and peek, where they break in your house and you never know they were there. Digging through your trash, breaking in your house, no reason to do it. That is the Stasi. That's as bad as it gets. Wasn't even routine in the Soviet Russia, but the East Germans did it. And who did the Homeland Security hire 8 years ago? Marcus Wolf. 2 years in a row, $1 million contract, $1.1 million each year. When I first heard about that 8.5 years ago, I didn't believe it. And I went in and looked up the federal funding order that was public. Kind of like Houston Chronicle reported when Halliburton got three one-million-man camp contracts for FEMA camps in America for American citizens. Houston Chronicle, right there in the federal purchase directives. Well, they're putting bids out for it. Halliburton got it. It continues, the FBI soon plans to issue the new edition of its manual called the Domestic Investigations and Operation Guide. According to an official, not a servant, an official, who has worked on the draft document and several others, and they have sections of it here, who have been briefed on its contents, the new rules add to several measures taken over the past decade to give agents more latitude as they search for signs, pre-crime, as they search for signs of criminal or terrorist activity. Not, oh, we're getting a bite on the line, now we investigate. No, just no more Fourth Amendment. After all the TSA sticking their hands down your pants, we're just going to do this. The FBI recently briefed several privacy advocates about the coming changes, among them Michael German, a former FBI agent who is now a lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union, argued it was unwise to further ease restrictions on agents' power to use potentially intrusive techniques, especially if they lacked a firm reason to suspect someone of wrongdoing. And they also do public intimidation. You have an anti-war rally in Austin? Scores of people, and some of them videotaped it, FBI just come to the door and say, why were you at that rally against the war? Are you planning to do something bad? Do you know any terrorists? And they're like, no, I'm against the war. Then I went later and saw footage of the rally. Just anti-war rally. And they're like, well, we're here to talk to you about why you went to an anti-war rally. Do you know about any terrorist plans? Can we come in? And it's all meant to scare you. And folks, if America gives into this fear, they know that teachers stormed the Texas Capitol 2 weeks ago. We stormed it days before that. They followed our example. We followed the Wisconsin example on whatever political side of the paradigm you are. The system wants to scare you. The system wants a chilling effect. And if you give into that, it's over. Continuing here. The long dark night begins, folks. If you're like, oh, I better not talk about freedom, the ADL will attack me. I better not talk about the Constitution or how I like Ron Paul. Folks, we are the majority of people that are active in the country. We're not the majority of Americans, but of people awake and active politically, every metric shows what they call a super patriot is just an American. I'm pro-gun, I'm pro-family, I'm pro-private property, I'm against the private Federal Reserve. Oh, you're evil. Well, you know what? 85% of Americans in major polls want to abolish or audit the Fed. So I guess, well, they call you kooks and conspiracy theorists if you think that the government may have been involved in killing JFK. Well, over 90% in the average poll. So go ahead and tell us we're dangerous terrorists. We're the majority, we're in the right. Your Buffalo job, your intimidation job isn't going to work. And it goes on. Claiming additional authorities to investigate people only further raises the potential for abuse, German said, pointing to complaints about the Bureau's surveillance of domestic political advocacy groups like Ron Paul. No, Ron Paul has been by the Army and by the FBI. I mean, Ron Paul himself. How dare, you know, the 75-year-old doctor? Man, he's evil. We got to watch him. He's actually a real American. And he went on to point out the fact that they targeted mosque. I notice how the media always says mosque because political correctness still allows people to go after Muslims. So the idea is, ooh, they're a real threat. You know, let the FBI go after the Muslims. The point is, again, over 90% of this stuff is for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, regardless of your religious bent. It goes on, some of the most notable changes apply to the lowest category of investigations called an assessment. The category created in December of 2008 allows agents, because they have a manual that says so, to look into people and organizations proactively and without firm evidence for suspecting criminal or terrorist activity. And this is the FBI in churches. This is the FBI going to the land rights organizations, or FBI going to gun rights rallies. And I've been at these, and it's obviously an FBI agent. It's the classic type, 6'4", clean cut, looks like Clark Kent. And they go, "Alex, come here. Alex, you want to attack cops with me tomorrow?" And I'm like, "Are you with the FBI, or are you a federal marshal? You guys have assessed me years ago. You know I'm not planning anything violent. I mean, it was your boss's stage, Oklahoma City." And that's what I tell them. I go, "I'm not going to blow things up like your bosses did. I didn't test that Ryder truck 6 months before at the BATFE testing range in New Mexico. I didn't test the Ryder truck like they did. I didn't get the warning to go to work that day like your people did." And then you'll kind of shake them up. I'll go, "Oh, you know about that, don't you? No, don't worry. I'm not going to blow anything up like you are. Hey, get over here, camera guy. We're going to follow this guy." And they're like, boom, out of there. "No, no, I'm not doing that, okay? I'm sorry. I don't target daycares like you, like your bosses do, and like your bosses are getting ready to do again. I don't put out multiple White House advisor memos and then put it out to Democratic fundraisers in letters saying that Alex Jones and Glenn Beck are going to cause a new Oklahoma City. I mean, even Glenn Beck had to come out and say, they're preparing to blame me, Glenn Beck, for the new Oklahoma City." And then he played the clips. Or they said, "It'd be so great if we had a new Oklahoma City. That sure helped us last time. Gee, can't we have another one? Please, please, Obama." They think we're so dumb that in the Financial Times of London and public memos, they multiple top Democratic strategists say, if Obama doesn't have a big terror attack like Oklahoma City, he's done. I mean, I have to sit here and watch these people getting ready to do what they're going to do so they can then say, "Well, I heard those people didn't like the Federal Reserve, but, you know, after they blew up the Chicago Tower," or whatever they're planning, "you know, after that happened, we just can't talk bad about the banksters anymore." It's the only card they've got. And the point I'm getting to here is, they're getting ready to roll out publicly what's been going on since and before 9/11, that this whole anti-terror apparatus is for real Americans, people that really know what it is to be an American, people that really stand for true freedom, people who are opposed to the criminal corporate takeover of America, of the Republic. It's happened. They're looting us. We're waking up. We're saying we don't like it. And they're going to stage terror attacks. It's the only card they got to blame it on us. And I'm risking my life here to bring you this information and to tell you this information. Now, this is not fun. This is survival. This is doing the right thing. You're like, "Well, wait, you said it's dangerous. How is it survival?" Not for me. You see, I'm not perfect, but I've got that basic instinct of a man to protect my tribe. The first thing they do is train you to only care about yourself so you can be broken down and isolated by the structure so that you don't have a family, so that you don't have any morals, you don't have any compass to stand up for, so that the fake plastic corporate culture can be superimposed over what it was to be human so that we can be rendered castrated. Now, I'm going to go to break. When I come back, I'm going to get into the even bigger news. But going through your trash for no reason, no warrant, not even a suspicion, pre-crime. Tapping your phones, no warrant, no nothing, pre-crime. Brain scanners in the airports, at sports stadiums. They announced it 3 years ago. Now they're getting ready to roll it out. Big mobile trucks. And just, we're going to put you in this brain scanner. It says you're lying. Just science fiction beyond 1984, all here, and the people that run the FBI are the folks that are staging the terror attacks. And Oklahoma City, if you haven't looked into Oklahoma City being an inside job, you need to, because the federal documents have even been released, proving much of how they carried it out. Now, I want to take you to Texas when we come back with some big news. concerning this.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If I could tell you how to safely increase gas mileage on your vehicle by 20 to 40%, would you be interested in learning more? With today's unstable prices at the pump, you'd be wise to at least listen and see for yourself. And you can do that at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our advanced technology is what makes 20 to 40% gas mileage increases a reality. It works on all makes, all models for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Curious? Then see how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install quick and easy with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe and requires no maintenance. We offer great customer service, technical support, and same-day shipping. Ease your pain at the pump by contacting our friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free, 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Or visit us at SaveYourGasMoney.com. That's SaveYourGasMoney.com.
The FBI agent who got out of the FBI because of all the big police state developments was actually interviewed in Ventura's police state episode that I consulted on and also appeared in, Michael German. And he agrees in the piece that the threat fusion centers are the federalization spy command bases to federalize police and then to spy on the general public, everyone, and then basically recruit local spies and roll out against the public. Now, why is all this just now kicking in? They built the infrastructure in the name of Al-Qaeda. It was never about that. But for sake of argument, let's say Al-Qaeda's real, you know, they're horrible and evil. The point is that you go look at the infrastructure, the training, it's all about the American people. So they're using the threat of Al-Qaeda to take our rights. Now, no one can debate that. This is up on the Drudge Report. It's also up at Infowars.com. I'm going to get Kurt and Emma to do a detailed report on it. I'm going to cover it more in the third hour, but I'm taking your calls. Bandera County Sheriff's Office issues domestic terror warning. And they say, we've got domestic terrorism right here at our doorstep. Now, you'd think in Texas, when I first saw the headline this morning at like 6 a.m., I thought, well, they must finally be admitting the tens of thousands of deaths and the kidnappings, that the drug cartels are terrorists, and that Texas is in trouble. Sure enough, though, it was that these groups don't believe in the Federal Reserve, they don't like the government, you mean the illegitimate government, and here's the sheriff's department. We have domestic terrorism right here on our doorstep. No attacks, no bombings, nothing illegal. But, oh, it's the sovereign citizen. And some people say, well, I don't claim I don't need a driver's license. They don't care. They call that one group of terrorists. You're not terrorists on having a driver's license. The illegal aliens don't have them. You got like 20-something states saying no to the federalized ID under Real ID Act because it's unconstitutional. The Brits won't accept an ID card because they know that it's Big Brother. You know, the point is that they expand out from that to got a Ron Paul sticker. Love the founding fathers. Talk about the Constitution a lot. I mean, we've got the training manuals. We published them. It's bizarre. Have cell phones. Wear blue jeans. Have camera equipment in their home. Don't talk a lot at work. Keep their desk locked. It's basically everybody. They're saying don't trust anybody. The Walmart telescreens. Tattle on your neighbors. Why are they gearing up for this? Because we're going into a depression. They're going to trigger terror attacks. Clamp down their political opposition. Who understands what's happening to America. So the fact that they're pre-hyping all this now, and all over the country, not just Texas, saying these patriot people are about to strike, that's because the feds are telling the locals that to get them scared to run under the feds' dark wings when this happens, when it's the feds and their private contractors that are staging it. Let's go ahead and play part of this local newscast where they sit there with a straight face talking about the evil American sovereign citizens. Here it is.
The Bandera County Sheriff's Office issuing a warning to citizens about an anti-government movement known for acts of domestic terrorism. Followers of the Sovereign Citizens Movement have been known to carry out violent acts, including killing law enforcement officers and other public servants. The Sheriff's Office tells our Tim Gerber the warning was prompted by the recent shooting death of Bexar County Sheriff's Deputy Kenneth Fan.
We have domestic terrorism right at our doorstep.
Captain Charlie Hicks said while there is no evidence the death of Kenneth Van has any links to the sovereign citizens, it's the same type of crime followers are known for. Last May in West Memphis, Arkansas, a father and his teen son opened fire on two police officers with an assault rifle during a routine traffic stop. The officers were killed in that shootout. The father and son died in a second shootout with officers.
That's our main concern is citizens' safety and police officer safety in this area.
Hicks says followers share the belief that the 14th Amendment tricked Americans into becoming citizens of the United States, offering them privileges such as driver's licenses and other government benefits, which act as hidden contracts through which Americans gave up their sovereignty. Followers are often very vocal about their beliefs.
They're very, very serious in their beliefs, and very serious when they do go to violence. You know, they'll kill you in a New York minute.
Hicks says while a training camp for similar anti-government groups was discovered in Kerr County in the past, there is no evidence any members are operating in Bandera County.
Okay.
Citizens should still be cautious.
Let's stop right there. So if you want the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, what did I tell you 2 years ago? What did I tell you a month ago? They're going to have to the local police and to your cell phones, local radio, you name it, the new alert system, and they always had this planned. First, they train you about terror alerts nationally. Then they deliver them to the locals because they found that will create more fear and more chatter because folks don't believe national news. People don't believe government nationally. Congress has a 9% approval rating. So now the new terror alerts, and this is admitted, are delivered locally. Now, no proof, no nothing, nothing going on, but my gosh, look out, there's terrorists. Who are they? They're the sovereign citizens. Then they'll have local meetings with the FBI and others at the Rotary Club, at the 4-H Club, telling them they don't like the Federal Reserve. They don't like the UN. They're like, well, my brother does that. Your brother's a terrorist. So see, this is the secret police takeover, and that cop's a useful idiot. You can just look at him. He actually believes this. He's not sophisticated enough to see the sign.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
We are joined today by Dominique Betting. He is a prominent member of the Swiss Parliament. He represents the Canton of Jura and is a psychiatrist by profession. He played a key role in successfully blocking a visit by former U.S. President George W. Bush to the country in February 2011, lobbying the federal prosecutor's office to have him arrested, stemming from war crime charges. He followed another filing to have former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger arrested for the European arrest warrant out of France, betting. Also, of course, attempted to confront and did confront and tried to get into the Bilderberg conference, of which Kissinger was attending. And you can find him on the Swiss version of Facebook, Betting, spelled B-A-E-T-T-I-G. And, of course, we also have the other report here, and we have the video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com of Mr. Betting. A parliamentarian Betting going up and delivering letters and talking to the security at Bilderberg the night before a member of European Parliament assaulted by Bilderberg security. And now the Italian government says they're going to take legal action on the member of the European Union Parliament from Italy, a conservative politician who had his face slammed to the ground, Mr. Borghizio, Very, very serious news there. We'll go through some of this news while he joins us, and then I'll recap the big developments at Bilderberg 2011. Parliamentarian Betting, it's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell us about why you're concerned about the Bilderberg group, and exactly, because we have the footage at night while you're there at the front gate talking to them, but exactly what transpired.
Okay, first I have to apologize because I speak English very bad. And second, Bilderberg represent for me the worst that could happen. A big number of foreign bankers, foreign politicians, pharma, and other people, we work together without any transparency and without to be elected. And they want to meet secretly in my country. And some politicians of my country were also involved in that. And we were very afraid that they could discuss about the future of my country, about my bank, my franc, my neutrality, my freedom of speech. Switzerland is still an island of freedom in Europe and the world. And this meeting represents something which is dangerous for free expression of mind and free enterprise, free democracy.
Absolutely, sir. If you can, a member of parliament, Dominic Betting, just speak right into your telephone for us. You're a bit muffled, but we are able to hear what you're saying, joining us from Switzerland. Specifically, we have gotten documents out of Bilderberg, and we have sources inside Bilderberg. It has been on their agenda to try to force Switzerland into the euro, but I've seen polls at Swiss Info, one of your big national publications, that over 80% of Swiss do not want to be part of the euro. And I also saw polls recently that close to 80% are very angry at Bilderberg. Why do you think they chose Switzerland as a place to meet? Because it's one of the few countries they haven't wrecked. Everybody else is rioting because of their banking takeovers?
Probably, yes. They chose Switzerland because Switzerland is still resistant. Is resistant against this new world disorder. And we are afraid what would happen with our independence, with our money. The two former meetings in Europe were in Greece and in Spain, and you know now exactly what is happening with Greece and Spain economies. They have big problems there, and I'm afraid that it means this Bilderberg meeting in my country would mean big problems for my country, for my economy, for my freedom, for my welfare.
Absolutely. The London Guardian is reporting that the Google boys were there looking at also trying to crack down on web freedom. And we see at the very same time public meetings in the euro talking about censoring the web. And Sarkozy of France is the leader of that. There's no doubt these are a group of authoritarians.
Yes. Yes, I heard about that. They will try to censure the web. And, of course, it's a problem for me. I'm afraid of that.
Well, this is unprecedented, sir. I have never heard or seen anything like this in the 35 years that there's been coverage. Bilderberg has obviously been around for 60 or more. But this really is unprecedented, what we're seeing happen right now, to have a member of the European Union Parliament attacked and bloodied, and that's now confirmed, official government complaint and EU complaint, and also have yourself and two other parliamentarians show up and deliver letters. Can you tell us first off what you think of the confirmed reports of the Italian European Parliament member being violently assaulted by security guards outside the site of the elitist Bilderberg conference at the Soretta Hotel in St. Moritz, and the fact that the Italian government, Swiss Info is reporting, has lodged an official complaint?
Yes, it's a shame. It's a shame that the European Parliament member could not go in this hotel this night. I can't understand that. It's a shame for my country. It's a shame for the freedom of speech. And it means that this conference has the right of quasi-territoriality, and It's also a shame that I couldn't, as Swiss politician, as member of the Swiss parliament, I couldn't go in this hotel to talk with the participants. I cannot understand that. It's incredible.
What happened when you went up to the front? I mean, there's footage of it, but the police made our camera stay back 30 yards or so. What was discussed when you went up a few nights ago? What was it, Saturday evening at around midnight, and talked to the security people?
The idea was first to have a contact with the security to ask them if everything is all right. I can understand that probably this policeman didn't agree with the fact that this conference was there, but okay. The chief was not there. We tried to ask them to make the chief, the superintendent, come to speak with us, but nobody comes. They said that we have to come tomorrow morning. My idea was to discuss with them and to ask them the right to go in the hotel and probably to have a glass in the bar and have the opportunity to talk with the participants. But, of course, it was impossible. Such an idea was impossible to realize. It's impossible to go in.
Yeah,
well, they answered me, without accreditation, you can't go in, sir. It's impossible.
Well, I'm all for free association and people being able to have private events. The problem, as you know, sir, and I've looked at the Swiss law, you have the equivalent of the Logan Act. We have a Logan Act. We had sitting Secretary of Defense there confirmed. We have other government leaders from your government meeting there. It's illegal in your country. It's illegal in our country. And the fact is that they're in there setting policy. They even had the German minister on video that we first posted at Infowars.com. The Drudge Report's linked to it right now, where the German minister and others that were caught outside, and they were confronted by German speakers, and they said, you're in there setting agendas. And he said, that's right. It's none of your business what agendas we're setting. Well, we've gotten the minutes out before by our spies. They are in there making deals with our elected representatives. I mean, this is outrageous. This is not a private meeting. They're setting government policy, and that's why you have a law against it. Are you going to call for criminal investigations of the of Swiss members of government that were inside?
Yes, I agree completely with you. It's a shame. It's a shame, but we had the first success that it was written in the press and in the papers, and for the first time, probably, that people could know what is happening in this country. And I shall go on and to ask other questions and to inform the people about what probably happened in that conference. It was a great danger. All those important people from foreign governments are probably talking about war in Libya, are probably talking about ways how to break national economy of other countries, and it's not a private meeting, of course. It's an aggressive policy against free countries in this world, and I can't agree with that, of course.
Sir, have you heard about the march, because they discovered Saturday evening into Sunday morning that it was June 12th, David Rockefeller's birthday, and so literal villagers with torches saying that it's for your birthday came with a cake for Rockefeller and chanted at the gates. Have you seen that footage?
I don't know anything about it.
Well, it's quite an archetypal image, and of course they didn't do anything violent, and that's good. But the video, David Rockefeller and his birthday cake, is the video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They normally leave Sunday evening or Monday morning. A lot of them stay. Jim Tucker, who's covered for 35 years, said that they left very early, and that some even left Saturday via helicopter, and this hasn't been seen before. What do you make of them hightailing it out of Switzerland?
Sorry, I didn't understand your question.
It's been confirmed that the Bilderberg members left earlier than they normally do. Do you think that they were driven out of Switzerland?
Probably it was not so nice for them to be in the spot of interest of activists, and I hope that they will never come again in Switzerland. I said to them, okay, bye-bye, don't come back never in Switzerland. Keep out of Switzerland, please.
And we're showing some video right now. Later in the video, or perhaps as the first, it shows them marching down through the night with the torches. Very, very powerful archetypal scene, like something out of the novel Frankenstein, as the townspeople want the monster out of their town. Now, going back to the day before you arrived, Member of Parliament Betting from Switzerland, you wrote a letter in German, and we translated it because the police were shoving people around and being very aggressive initially. They did behave themselves after. You sent a letter. You sent a letter to the police chief and others. What did you tell them in that letter?
I told them that they should have to, how to say that, to make less control, to leave people go free in this city and the neighbor of the hotel. It was not possible, so that policemen had actual control people who were just walking on the road. And I asked them to have it cool and to stay back as much as possible. And it probably was successful.
Well, I mean, you've got to be proud of Switzerland. You guys marched up there and got in their face, something our representatives have never done when they meet here in the U.S. every 4 years. The member of the EU Parliament from Italy got bloodied. That's now become a big diplomatic incident all over the Italian news. Their government is hopping mad. That's going on. And it's literally in hundreds of European papers, dozens here. So the dam has broken on the Bilderberg cover-up. What's the
probably it was a big step in sense of progress, and they will know now that it's not so good to come to Switzerland, and there are more and more people, right and left wing people, who feel concerned about the fact that this discreet world government discusses without to be under democratic control. This is a big problem for me. Those people are not all elected, and they decide for our future without we have the right to know what is going on. And it's not good that such meeting happened in Switzerland. Switzerland is a free country, and an independent and direct democratic country. And it was a shame that such a meeting, discreet meeting, could be in Switzerland.
Well, I heartily agree with you, sir. But again, it does send a serious message to these people that decades ago they could hide the secret. Now more and more they're being exposed, and they are the authors of the economic implosion happening worldwide. That's on record. And more they're being identified, not their puppet politicians and real statesmen like yourself and Ron Paul and others. I'm told folks in Switzerland, a lot of them like Ron Paul.
I didn't understand.
Congressman Ron Paul. I'm told that folks know of Ron Paul, and a lot of people in Switzerland like Congressman Ron Paul.
I know Ron Paul. I appreciate this politician. Do you mean you will come to Switzerland?
No. I mean, I just heard from my crew that was there that a lot of Swiss talked favorably about Ron Paul.
Okay.
Well, in closing, sir, from your research, what is this world government wanting to set up?
My first concern is the my money of Switzerland and the reserve of gold of Bank Switzerland could be used to save the economy of Greece, of Portugal. I'm very anxious with that. The fact that there is war now in Libya and probably tomorrow in Syria or Iran is also a concern for me. I want to be neutral in this affair. And also, I know that such people are discussing about all the new technologies, global technologies, industrial technologies. We make people dependent from that from external means. They try also to organize the campaign with flu and vaccines, and they play with fear of catastrophe, and it means that people will have no choice if they will be vaccinated or not. It's a big dance, a big coordination of mass movement against freedom of everybody. This is the problem.
Yeah, for those that may have missed exactly what you said, but tell me if I'm correct. You're saying there is an organized psychological warfare operation using the threat of the flu, wars, terrorism, you're saying staged, to menace us into giving up our rights. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, stay there, sir. One final segment. I want to talk to you off air during the break. We'll come back with just 5 minutes on the other side. European Union Member of Parliament Dominique Betting. He's a psychiatrist. And you heard him talk about problem, reaction, solution, how they're going to use stage bio attack, stage terror to take down Switzerland. And you bet they're going to try. They've already taken down America. They're getting ready to mop up the resistance right now with a rollout of the domestic terrorism push. Stand by.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
And no, folks, we're not talking about LeBron James here today. But the last time I did a LeBron James video, Drudge linked to it, and it got 600,000 views. Maybe I should talk about LeBron James and how it's a big distraction and his egomania is a symptom of what's happened to this country. People need to stop tattooing Chosen One on their backs and need to start actually trying to build a better society. But that is the big news in America today, not the plunging economy, but that LeBron James is saying, hey, you know, my life's better than your life. I'm a sore loser. But we won't really be talking too much about that. I've got really a lot of other key news coming up in the next hour and your phone calls. I'll open the phones up. But going back to Swiss member of parliament, also a psychiatrist, Dominic Betting, who I'm told is kind of the Ron Paul over there, very popular, very prominent. Hopefully he'll run for prime minister and get in there so he can defend his country as a statesman against these people. But I heard in there what you were getting into about using stage crises and problem reaction events, Reichstag events, to take over Switzerland. The same thing is being done here. In America, they're teaching people now that if you're against Bilderberg or the Federal Reserve, you're a terrorist. But then they say there's no evidence of violence from the Alex Jones, Ron Paul people, but we're bad. And so that's very creepy. Do they try to do that in Switzerland? Does any of your media demonize people, sir, that are against the New World Order? You know, if you're not a traitor, do they go after you for standing up for Switzerland?
Yes. The idea is to say that people who are talking or asking questions about Bilderberg Group are conspirationists. It means that people who are crazy, which think there is a big plot in the world, and they try to discredit us like that. It's the big idea. We are special people, crazy people. We believe in plot theories all around the world. It's very difficult to have the courage to ask questions. Because also in my party, many people said, oh, don't do that. You will be labeled as a conspirationist. It's not good for you, for your mental health or your political health. And that's the idea. We are crazy. We are people who think that the world is organized by secret societies and all the justices.
But, sir, isn't it the opposite? I mean, you're a psychiatrist. We're the ones that aren't crazy. Bilderberg members have written books bragging about global government. The Financial Times has written admitting it's authoritarian but for our own good. They admit they, quote, want green fascism. They openly are pushing unelected bureaucracies, controlling nations. And just 5 years ago, they said it didn't exist and we were insane. Now it exists, but we're insane for not liking it? I mean, this is incredible.
Exactly, yes. But we could do this time with other people. We could do the fact to ask questions to the government, and the press was obliged to talk about that. And I mean, it's a big success. We could also ask questions with the fact that Switzerland is democracy, direct democracy. It's very important. It's a cultural policy in my country. People have the last word in the government. Each people has the last word. And the fact that big, rich, foreign people can meet and without people have the right to know what is happening. It's not good in our tradition.
Well, that's why you're so wealthy and so free, because you are of whippersnappers when it comes to freedom, and you're in there in their face, and you dominated media coverage. Your points got out. Mainstream media is starting to say, yeah, Bilderberg is sinister. The Bilderberg guys got caught out and surrounded and said, yeah, we do have an agenda. None of your business. So we showed their arrogance. I'll say bye to you during the break, but we'll let you go. Member of Parliament in Switzerland, Dominic Betting, we really appreciate you joining us. Third hour straight ahead. Tons of key news. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.